Okay. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Sarah.
So this is the fourth. Is it the fourth episode? The fourth?
Yeah.
Fourth episode of the McNockle podcast, and this episode is entitled "When Did Not Paying for Me End Sexism?" Because apparently not paying for me does is part of the fight against sexism.
I haven't had it happen to me yet. We're like,
oh,
we're like, a guy is not paid for me, but I have played this little game where, like, we're on a date and, you know, the bill comes and they usually always give it to the guy, and he goes to pull out his wallet and, you know, pull out his money, and I'll go to reach into my purse.
Yeah, you do that.
To pull out my wallet to, like, oh, can I help? Or, you know, how much do I owe? To make an effort to pay, even though I'm not going to pay. Because I'm
Not going to pay.
Yes, I'm not.
Well, what if your situation, first off, is blowing my mind. You have never gone on a date and the guy didn't pay. You've never had that happen.
No.
What
am I doing wrong?
No, right? What?
Oh, I don't know. It just hasn't ever happened yet, you know.
Maybe you don't date as much as my other friends who have more lots
there
of dates.
There you go. Yeah. I don't date a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why.
That's crazy. I wish I lived in that, so you're saying I don't pay. What if you're in a situation where someone's expecting you to pay?
Oh, no. No. You can pay for yourself, and I'll pay for myself.
Oh, yeah. No. Okay. No. No, I meant, well, have you had that situation happen?
No.
Oh, okay. No. Of course. No.
But I know a friend who, the date went badly, mostly because the guy was an asshole, and he said to my friend, "Then I want a refund on what I paid for you for dinner." Because the date was so bad. And she says, no.
Wait, so they had their date, they went to food, he paid, and then they kept hanging out, and then as the night went on, at
she
the end of the day,
like,
he wanted
I gotta
money
get
back
out of here. Yeah, and he's like, well, if you feel that way, then I want my money back for what I paid for you for dinner. And she's like, that is not how that works. Like,
well, I guess that's funny, because that actually sounds like the situation that brought on this episode.
Mm-hmm.
As because for me, I went out with someone. I mean, this is a situation where, like, I was asked out on this date. Mm-hmm. Like, this person asked me out. Like, and I think that's a general rule of thumb. Whoever asks out, like, if I ask a dude out, I won't be salty if mm-hmm. we split the check. Mm-hmm. Okay. But if I'm being asked out on a date, like, I didn't ask to be out on this, asked out or what have you. Like, well, what happened to me is, so, like, this person, we split the check, and then, you know, we kept hanging out, you know, he was okay. That was, like, one thing. But then, like, as the night went on, for whatever reason, I just felt like bringing it up. Oh, why? I know why. Okay, I didn't just be a dickhead and bring up. I knew there was. I didn't just, like, later bring up, oh, hey, remember you didn't pay? He asked me out again.
Oh.
He was like, do you want to go out for brunch? And I was like, are you taking me out to brunch?
Okay.
And I just say it, like, five times.
Yeah.
I was like, are you taking me out to brunch?
Because he didn't get that it was, like,
clicked. So motherfucker's asking me out again. Like,
yeah.
And I, you know, and it's,
well,
just,
yeah, like, you can go out a million times if you've got to pay for yourself. He can take you everywhere.
So I'm just like, I am not a dickhead. Like, I wasn't going to bring it, but that's what brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know, what exactly is happening? So I was like, you know, I really don't understand what it is with guys not paying. And then that's when this person, like, proceeded to argue that I was a terrible feminist. And it was absolutely, you know, about equality and rights and gender and feminism, about the struggle. And I was on, like, a man hate vibe for, like, 2 days after this. Like,
well,
I've lost.
It sounds like a complete. Obviously, it was a complete cop out on his side, and to use that as the
lie. He believed this.
Really?
He believed.
No.
Yes.
He can't believe
that.
Yes,
that's what's killing me, and that's why this podcast is needed on the state of feminism. No, he believes in this feminism that many people, many young women believe in. And so this podcast, you know, was brought on by this situation that actually did make someone tell me I have, quote, a little bit of man hate vibe. So I have been told I do give off a little bit, quote, little bit of a man hate vibe in my life. I've been told that. I don't know if that bothers me or not. But anyway, so that, and then the fact of like the reading, so these two books, I was reading these two books, The End of Sex, about hookup culture, mm-hmm. and female chauvinist pigs, and it's women and the rise of raunch culture. And reading these two books and talking with this person about what their idea of feminism is, and seeing all these young women whose idea of feminism is to post naked photos of themselves on their Tumblr, mm-hmm. and not get paid for them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's some empowering, and then being paid for, and this person actually does take naked photos of women and has them, like,
this is a guy, or
yeah,
a
this person, it, you know, subscribes to my Tumblr, so who, no dude is even gonna read, even gonna listen to this, though. So I should just talk
real, hey, shit. I'm trying to force men to listen to
this. No dude that went on a date with me is gonna care, because they don't care enough to email me or pay for
me, or something to say, or pay for you,
let alone listen to my thoughts and feelings on the world.
And it, like, I do kind of remember having a phase, and again, it's back in that, you know, college, like, I didn't get into feminism until college. Like, in high school, when you were doing the whole Riot Girl thing, I don't know what the fuck I was doing, but I wasn't into feminist issues, and I did in college. So of course I went all hardcore, like, you know how when you're first into anything, you're just completely over the top and almost super right wing, like super conservative with everything. And I was like, I'm not letting a man pay for me because I'm a woman and I make my own money and show him that I can pay for myself and blah blah. And then at some point when I became sane about feminist issues, then it was less about making some type of statement by paying for myself or something. You know what I mean?
It, like, doesn't make sense. So what victory are you winning by showing someone you can pay for a meal? Oh, but no, even when, like, I was super militant, like, I never understood. And I had guys, that's how I knew this guy that I went out with was sincere. Mm-hmm. Because I've had this argument before with men. You know, men who I respect, and I'm, you know, and I think are good people, have argued with me that, like, it's really fucked up and unsexist that, or excuse me, unfeminist if a guy pays. And so, like, I just, I know this argument, and well, I don't.
So what does the paying mean
to me?
Yeah,
and people have asked me that. Like, I just feel like, because I never assume someone is going to pay for me. I don't make that assumption because of the dickheads I've dealt with. I don't make that assumption. I just assume in early on, or in the beginning of getting to know someone, it's a nice gesture, and I feel it's polite. If that makes any sense. Because we make less than men. Women make less than men, and we have to raise kids. I feel like it's feminist for a man to pay. Like, I think that whoever is doing better financially overall in the world, like, if it was, like, if men and women made the same amount of money, if we had as many, you know, women presidents as we have men, then no, of course, there's no discussion about this. But I think it's because of the situation isn't equal, you know.
When you say it like that, that really kind of flips it on its head for me. Like, I've never thought of it as, like, that it might be seen as feminist for a man to pay, because women financially are not in the same levels of, like, you could be doing the same job and get less than, you know, that same guy that's doing your same job or whatever, that it would be feminist for a guy to pay because of all the kind of responsibilities that women have.
I always have felt it is.
we've been talking about, you know, what would be a heterosexual kind of, yeah. But so then what do you think that
who pays in a, is that,
yeah, like, that dynamic is like in a lesbian relationship or, you know, a gay relationship, which woman pays if it's lesbians, which dude pays if it's gays?
Well, like, see, to me, maybe this is just because I mean, I don't want to gay, if any gay person listens to the show, they'll want to punch me in the face. I just feel like I don't want to say I am so gay, but that I have such familiarity maybe with some aspects of gay culture, and that it's very clear to me who pays. It's mm-hmm. the top. Mm-hmm. Whoever the top is pays. Whoever wants to be the top pays. I mean, if you go, I mean, that's easy. I could imagine that would be an easy way to figure out who's the top on a first date. I've had lesbians be more chivalrous towards me than straight men. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe that's what I'm reacting to, is because, like, somehow, you know, somehow these women, like, I mean, know how to act more what I feel like a quote man or a quote straight man or the, you know, than actual straight men anymore. Mm. This woman who worked at a beer place, near my house. And, like whenever I would go in there to, you know, get like, you know, like a six pack or 12 pack or something, she would always, you know, insist on carrying my beer for me. And I'd be like, oh, no. She'd be like, no, you know, you know, things like that. Like, she always insists on helping me. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, excuse me. So it was always this, like, very caring, very considerate gestures, mm-hmm. I think. And that's a clear, you know, expression of interest. It does show interest. It mm-hmm. does show interest. Like, I feel like if a guy doesn't pay for me, if I'm not sure if we're friends or they're interested in dating for me, I feel not paying for me is a really clear sign that we're friends.
So then the paying is a just clear indicator.
I'm interested.
This is a date. Yes. We're not friends hanging out.
And see, maybe I need that because I have a lot of male, I don't have a lot of male friends, mm-hmm. but like I'm comfortable with, you know, because I guess I need that because I'm always immediately put in the friend zone. Like, so... Like, I just feel that that's a really clear indicator that, for yeah. me, like, oh, I'm not sure about this guy. Oh, he didn't pay for me. Okay, well, then we're friends.
If a way that a man shows interest is by paying for you to make it, like, a clear marker that this is a date, what does a woman do then to in a heterosexual relationship to show that she's interested?
And you know what? When I'm thinking of these women, mm-hmm. and it can be more than just paying. It can be, you know, okay. opening the door, caring something.
I meant to ask you about that. You know, what did you think of that? Like, when you walk to the car and he walks to the passenger side to open your car door for you, like that?
Of course, these are like gestures of caring. But do you feel like
those gestures are some archaic throwback to like,
little lady, let me take care of you? No, it makes me really, really frustrated because, and I had a reason why, but now I forget why. That I hate that I don't, did feminists ever say that? Like, I want to find the feminist or the group of feminists that was like, holding a door for me is sexist. Like, who did that happen? I feel like that didn't happen because I'm gonna drop some crazy feminist science up in here, and that the bra burning thing, that never happened. Yeah, that's a myth.
They put bras in a container, but they didn't burn them.
Never, ever.
Yeah.
Feminists never burn their
bras. Well, so who's right? that? Media.
So the media decided to hook onto this and say, oh, this is what feminism is. And I feel like a lot of things that feminists, that the larger culture takes for granted, but not just a larger culture, but also feminists take for granted as feminists, feminists never did or said. Mm-hmm. And I feel that the media or other people or people latched onto them because they were provocative ideas.
Yeah.
And I want to believe that that opening doors thing is some bullshit that was made up by non-feminists. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe there was a book or something, but, like, I just think that, okay, so if you go to Mexico, okay, like, we have signs here that are like, okay, you know, elderly people or pregnant women, mm-hmm. but in Mexico, there's even more signs that are, like, a sign of, like, a woman with children. Like, they have more, it's more family-oriented. It's more, like, be considerate to people, to women mm-hmm. with young kids, or I forget what the sign was specifically. I don't know if it's that,
stores
but they
are
had
doing
more
that.
Signs.
Some stores
than
are
we
doing
have.
That here. I think IKEA does it. Uh-huh. I think Target does, where it's like, I think it's called the expectant mom. So, like, their parking space, you know, handicap has parking
but
closer to an establishment.
But
this
I'm
for
saying,
like, people with families get the park closer to the store.
Young children or something. Yeah. It was something like that. It was some extra sign that I remember existed on their public transportation that we didn't have that I felt was really awesome and really kind and considerate and just an idea of like an understanding. And oh my God. And this is what I am right about this because, no, what we were talking about and what this book talks about, the female chauvinist pigs, is like how always to be equal to men, women or have to become men. Or like they're saying like in the sexual game, like in Sex and the City, like Samantha, to be a sexual liberator, she has to, quote, act like a man. Like we never act like a woman or embrace, you know, being a woman and being strong and powerful. And I think that understanding of like putting a sign up for like not just pregnant women, you know, but women or anyone with smaller kids shows an understanding of the role or the place that women are in. It shows an understanding that is still, unfortunately, women are responsible for not just the, you know, now having a job, but also for childcare, you know, and also...
And elder care,
okay? So that is what is neglected when these fucking dickheads are like, oh, how dare you want me to pay for you? That's like paying for service. That's so sexist. Like how can you even defend that? Like fucking fuck you. Whoa. Do you have any idea what it's like to be a woman? What it's like to live as a woman? What I'm expected to do? The role I take that you can just like, oh, I'm going to sound like... Daddy is just like that you can just walk away from. Fuck you, Dad. Oh my God.
Never I was mind. Waiting for this to come out. Isn't there kind of that unspoken thing in the air then that if I have paid for your dinner, if we've gone to Mitchell's Fish Market and I've spent $100 and something on both of us to eat, that like maybe you give me a
absolutely
little...
not absolutely not. There is absolutely no assumption, and that is really fucked up. I can't believe you said that. I can't believe you even brought that on my show. I can't believe you even brought that bullshit on this show. That is bullshit.
But like, you don't think dudes don't exist there?
Sure they do. That does exist, but that is absolutely, and okay, as much apparently as a victim blamer or as I am, or an asshole that says inappropriate things about sexual assault, that is absolutely in no way ever is that okay for any assumption to be made or any kind of...
Well, no, I'm not saying it's okay, but don't...
If a dude dropped $500 on me, I wouldn't feel obligated to like have sex with him.
Yeah. I'm not saying...
But see, okay, wait, here's where the fucked up shit goes. But if he did drop $500, then that might make me want to have sex with him. Unfortunately. That's the thing.
And I'm not saying that...
That's the fucked up thing. I'm like, oh, really?
I'm not saying that you would sleep with him, but just in his mind, is that there that... Because I am spending the money that she is going to...
Of course it could be there, but that's not my responsibility. And unfortunately, you could say, like, I mean, it's just not. Like, but it angers me that this idea of feminism that exists out there where women are not getting financially compensated for, you know, showing their bodies and, you know, being sexually empowered or giving things that are really important. And, like, women are not... are expected to pay for themselves when they probably make, generally, they probably make less than the man they're going on a date with. I mean, it's changing. It is changing.
Yeah.
So it is hard because I am one of those people that reads statistics that women are making more money, but we're still not in the positions of power. And so I just don't see how, like, women not, like, getting the short end of the stick, how we got tricked. And I sound like an old feminist. Like, this is what kills me, and this is the big thing for me that continues, that I just do not understand, that like women's empowerment and like women's sexual empowerment and like women, you know, working in the adult entertainment industry, for me, you know, which, you know, I've been involved in like reading about and like making some work about, it's always like when women ever become empowered and make pornography or whatever, they're still objectifying women. They're still objectifying themselves and women. Like, why do women not objectify men, right? Why do we not do that? Why? Like, because Playboy is run by a woman. Playboy Enterprises is run by a woman. It's run by, like, actually one of Hugh Hefner's daughter runs it. And then another woman who like was a huge civil rights activist, like a black woman, runs something else in Playboy. I forget what it is. And not that she's a black woman, but that she actually has like done stuff in like the civil rights community or won something or is some of importance. And you know, like Hugh Hefner has been honored by the NAACP. Like, he won some award. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Gotta watch a Hugh Hefner biography. It's really interesting to...
When did he get this award? Was it, like...
It was during... I don't know if it was Playboy After Dark, and he had a TV show, and it actually sent Chicago.
Yeah.
And, you know...
I've seen clips of that on YouTube.
I was like, that's what my show needs to be like. Not Cool After Dark. Like, that was what I was, like, trying to go for.
That'd be awesome.
But, like, it's never... Yeah, it's never, like, okay...
Well, because isn't there a difference between empowered and power? Like, so women always still are objectified, even when they're... trying to empower themselves because they don't have any real power.
My friend recommended this book, Female Chauvinist Pigs, to me like over 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I was like, fuck that, whatever, no, women should be able to, like, you know, be as sexually aggressive or throw their sex out there as much as possible, and that's fucked up, that's sexist, that, you know, this book is even written. But now I agree with it. Now I'm like, yo, young girls, please stop taking naked photos of yourself and putting them online. And
you're gonna be like Mindy Kaling and take the stripper pole down.
Now I'm taking the stripper pole down.
Thank you, young feminist.
Yeah, and it gets really complicated though, because I was thinking of Lena Dunham, how Lena Dunham's naked all the time, you know, in her stuff. But in her earlier stuff, she was not.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, young girls, all you gotta establish that you can do other shit besides just showing your body.
Yeah.
Because then that's what it becomes. Anyone can show their body.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing interesting there. I think that's what young women don't get.
I don't know how many of these girls have the actual intention of empowerment when they're taking these photos.
I'm looking at ones that do have that intention.
Oh, okay.
Like the, you know, I'm fat girl.
Yeah.
Or like all the body image projects. You know, you've seen endless feminist photography products.
Yeah.
Like, you know, arty films.
Because I'm just thinking of my younger cousin is 17 and she is on Facebook, and occasionally she will, you know, they're into taking the selfies and stuff, and there'll be photos that I'm just like, I wish you would have more clothing on than you do right now. Huh. And to me, it's not... That's not coming from a place of empowerment with her. It's, I feel it's more, you know, I want someone to say I'm hot,
or
I just want attention. I just want people to see me and react and like, and, you know, I don't want to be that, you know, old cousin that's like, seems like a prudish woman that's like, put your clothes on. But like 20 years from now, someone digs that photo up.
I feel like the feminism I find that actually hurts women is makes me like a terrible old feminist. That because I feel like stuff that I thought was a good idea, like when you're young, I think young women think certain things are a good idea, and I'm like, no. And taking a more what would be considered conservative, or, you know.
Well, what about, because it's not just girls that take photos of themselves and like put them on their Tumblr. Guys do that. Would it do you feel like, no, young man, don't take a photo of yourself and put it on your Tumblr? Or, like, why such the focus on what women are doing with their body? Because doesn't that then make us like, oh, well, you're special and different. We're only concerned when women are doing it. When men are doing it, it's not even worth commenting on. Like, shouldn't we be having issue with just all the young kids being naked on the internet?
Yes, and we do, but I think that's a really good point. But I think the thing is they're not doing it to the same degree. They're not, because when I'm on Instagram, and I even wrote like a Facebook thing, there's not enough hot pictures of dudes for me to like on Instagram. There aren't, whereas there's so many hot pictures. Women like taking pictures of ourselves. We do. We like taking pictures of ourselves, and we like, and that's what's interesting to me, is whenever I find myself doing that, it's weird. Like, you know, I even said, I was like, I need to spend more time taking hot photos of myself alone.
Oh, I did see that.
And, yeah, you know, right? Yeah. Like, it's, I got some thumbs up there. I was really happy. I was like, oh, okay. All right. Maybe I will do that. But, like, I just, you know, maybe we like to be liked in a way that men don't need, or they don't need that physical. They get as excited as we get as being validated for their attractiveness. Maybe they do. I'm sure. I mean,
well,
sure,
because
it's not to the same degree. It really isn't.
I think you're onto something there, because I feel, even just generally, I was talking to someone about this the other day, about women truly dressing for other women and not men. And on some level, women do get off on being looked at, and it doesn't, it if it's men, if it's women looking, we like being looked at.
What is that though? I feel I feel like I'm not educated enough to know.
Think guys,
is that why is it like that? I feel like I've not read enough books.
Oh, I know I haven't.
And this book was interesting because it was talking about young women not knowing the difference between attention and or wanting attention and like wanting sex and like wanting to experience sex and express their sexuality and be fulfilled sexually. They didn't know the difference. They don't know the difference between being fulfilled sexually or being empowered sexually versus just seeking attention. And I think that that's a huge, deep, crazy issue, like, to, you know, go over, you know, because I do, like, I feel like if I,
because, like, who's going to teach them that? I guess, is that our job? But because I'm trying to wrap my head around this. So
why as a woman empowering my sexuality is me becoming a stripper
for the benefit of men?
Yeah, or me becoming a stripper versus me creating a strip club for women that has naked dudes.
Right.
Why? That, you know, why? Because is it biological? Or, you know, the people are like, oh, women just don't like to, you know.
Just like we were saying earlier, I'm actually more titillated by an outline of a penis in pants than I am by John Hammond. Oh. That is Peter in the news.
Oh, and, okay.
It looked very lovely in his pants. And
penis outlines. This is my new victory. Penis outlines.
That to me is more like, wow, than like, here's my schwan. Okay. Like, so maybe on some level it is biological. I'm just not that. I don't need the like gonzo porn.
We just don't have this drive to objectify men the way that men have this drive to objectify, you know, women. Is this natural? We're saying this is natural, like that we just don't, because like I do think I would, or we're just, the well, money isn't there. Women aren't going to spend the money on it because we don't need to, because we can, you know, see a naked guy if we want to see a naked guy.
I was going to say, I guess women do objectify men, but it's in such a, like, we've talked about how we objectify men of certain races. But it's, I don't know, when I do it, it's never...
You don't feel like you'd spend money on it. I think that's what it comes down to, that women like won't spend money on that. And like I did when I was at a adult,
I'd rather buy nail polish
conference. Yeah, at a conference, is that women do not spend money on visual pornography. They will spend money on toys and things. So it's a different.
Yeah.
So we spend money on different things. So they said there is a market, but the markets are different. You know, and,
right.
And so I think that might be an issue. That, I mean, I just hate to believe that, oh, we're just not.
That makes sense, because we are we're absolutely sexual.
Why do boy bands get so hot? Like, if women don't care about, you know, objectifying men,
right?
Like, I just don't. You know, why does that matter? Like, why? I mean, I don't know.
Well, but think back when what was your boy band when? Because I was watching Purple Rain. I have loved this man since I was a little girl. Like, Purple Rain came out, I was 6 years old. Love this man since I was a little girl. And something made me think, what exactly were my intentions with him when I was a young girl? Like, was I really thinking along the lines of sex when I was 5-6 years old? Like, my parents had his albums. I remember seeing him in I actually own the album now, where he's wearing a trench coat and a G-string and thigh-high stockings. Like, I was in love with this man.
Did you feel something at 6? Because I can tell you the first time I ever felt... I changed, and it's really gross. It's super gross and really creepy. it's and really not cool. Actually, it's really uncool. It's really not cool.
Cut this
off. Mine was David Hasselhoff in Knight Rider. Because listen though, I love Knight Rider. I was just a little kid loving Knight Rider. Ooh, this show's so awesome. Knight Rider, watch this all week. Cool talking car.
We were all into it.
Cool talking car. And I watch it every week and we find it. And then one day I sat down to watch it, and all of a sudden it was different. a different feeling when I saw David Hasselhoff in it. It was a new feeling that I hadn't felt before when I saw a little bit David of Harry. Yeah.
And he was Harry.
Yeah, I saw that little hairy chest. That's what did it.
Wasn't it like a year ago they had like Knight Rider rerun? So I should be even more embarrassed because they had like a Knight Rider rerun. I said, I'm going to actually watch this episode because we loved this show when we were younger. And I watched it. I kind of was like,
he can get it.
How you doing?
You were?
Okay. Yes.
He was. Okay, look. Like, it was. He had a tight leather jacket. Yes. On, he a little. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So my sexual awakening.
So I should not make fun of you
for David Hasselhoff. And I think about that, and it just bothers me. And thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the McNaco podcast. Next week is going to be a continuation of this on the state of feminism, the terrible, terrible state feminism is. So this time Kim is actually with me when I'm saying goodbye.
I am.
So what you like to say. So
long, guys.
All right.
And gals.
All right. Bye-bye.